This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches. And then people go, give them a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I'm delighted to be joined by former DCU teammates and former Dublin and Laois players James McCarthy and Colin Begley as Electric Ireland previews the Sigerson Cup final as part of the Electric Ireland Higher Education Championships. This season, through its First Class Rivals campaign, Electric Ireland will spotlight players from across the championships in the new Electric Ireland Player POV series and continue to celebrate the unique alliances that form between county rivals as they come together in pursuit of some of the most coveted titles across GAA. James, Colin, how are you getting on?
Very well, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Happy Sigerson Eve, probably a different Eve to what you would have experienced back in the day when it was across the weekends.
Oh, yeah, we would have been in ice baths and swimming pools probably this evening now after a few weekends before.
Yeah. I was giving massages for
a beer. Had a beer too.
We weren't allowed at Latin words, but it would have been a very exciting time, yeah, I can guarantee that.
You buzzed up.
If I'll bring you both back. I know you probably have the bragging rights on having the two titles there, Colin, but I'll bring you back to 2012. James, what are your memories of that team?
It's a great couple of years down DCU Gansha. Like, it was super team. Most guys have played for a couple of years, if you like, but no, great memories. And the weekend is up in Galway, so great town to have your season weekend. I haven't got a Just really fond memories between the train and the matches we play, the players we play with. There's some super footballers over the teams. You look through the couple of team sheets. We brilliant coaches and managers and stuff in Niall Moyne, Mick Bowen and Tony Dyme. So the training was great. And like I said, the season competition at the weekend was very unique and special back then. So I think we bet Jordanstown in the semi-final, really brief. Just the pitch was like a mud bath.
Pretty feisty game.
Yeah. Always against the Northern Colleges is always a bit of needling them. And yeah, we won a real tight game. And then we kind of blew out Maynooth in the final a bit. In fairness, we probably had a much stronger squad. You know, we played two games in 2 days. I say they're missing quite a few guys for their final. So yeah, we ended up winning pretty well in the final. But yeah, no, great memories then.
I suppose one of the most interesting things about playing with the college is you're getting to play with lads from all over the country, but a lot of you would have lived together, did you?
Yeah, we did. I lived a few years off campus, and then but even when you were in college, like, we obviously were very fortunate. DCU had our kind of GEA building, you know, where people would have stayed from the GEA, mostly GEA players who were involved at our Seekers or even lower levels of it, and male and female, and we had a really tight group, and like you said, you started kind of creating a little bit of a bond then. So even between lectures, even if you weren't staying there, you'd go up to it, and some meals had, some places and events had, and that team in 2012, and even throughout, like James said, throughout the years, there was a big onus pushed on trying to create a little bit of camaraderie and connection off it. Now, it would have happened naturally anyway, because the training was good and everyone got on pretty well. But we did realise, like, we had very talented players across the whole team, but we needed to make sure we had more than that, you know, that we actually had a bit of connection. Because we've seen, and you would have known or heard of teams, we've probably beaten teams that were talented out the door, like had unbelievable names, but probably a caught up in the, you know, just getting names in or not being involved with a group together. And I think I even remember some of our teams, maybe like St. Mary's, we played in the quarterfinal, I think, one of the ones, and they were a small college, but they had a real tight group and made it real intense. And Queens this year, I think, were really special as well, how they went. So I think we kind of put a bit of importance on living together, spending time together as much as you could do, because we're all county players as well. But we had train sessions in early mornings. It's half
Yeah.
six,
Ooh, yes.
not
Yeah.
very long ones, but so little bits and bobs here that definitely add to it. And like I said, we I suppose winning the Sigerson itself then obviously adds another connection you have to each other, because it's a special one. And I was fortunate enough to go on and play in another one and win another one with them as well. So you build up a lot of camaraderie, guys. That it's hard to explain the importance or what it
Yeah.
means, but it's a bit of crack. It's a tight competition. It's everything GAA player really likes, isn't it? Like
Yeah, that's
a
brilliant.
few
Yeah,
beers
brilliant
afterwards.
experience. Yeah,
And
nice balance between the seriousness and the fun side.
yeah,
So
and the bus
that's
home
great.
was always a crack too, with a bit of
Yeah.
sing song. I won't tell you my
Yeah.
song.
Yeah,
No,
no, you'll have to tell us now.
I won't. No, I can't do it. No, I couldn't do it. I can't sing anymore. But Jamesy loved singing. Oh, I loved it. Couldn't
Oh,
stop.
no, me head. Oh, no, me head.
I spoke to Cat Devan from UL last week before the Ashburn Cup final, and she mentioned something interesting in that obviously you're all county rivals, but you're teammates, so you're not going out talking about what you're doing training down in Laois or in Dublin, but you do pick up a lot just from learning how the other athletes approach games. Is that something you would have found coming into these teams that like you're not going to be going out saying that, oh, we were doing this there in training on Monday, but there's small little things that you can pick up and maybe bring home to your own club or your own county.
Yeah, I think from my end, I just think I recognize, like, you recognize, I suppose, a baller. Like, you kind of saw how the high level players approached it, and you wanted to aspire to that, or you wanted to measure yourself off that. And that kind of, like, we obviously had little, actually, Flinner made a career with this for a while. Like the half forward and half back combo, where you used to put out on top of the half
Yeah,
forward, you
have it
have it
down,
down.
yeah.
And like, I remember going back to Laois and going, guys, this is it, I have it, we'll do this. So you learn other bits, but you're right. We didn't, like, there was no real sharing of, like, of what we were doing, and that wasn't because we were trying to hide secrets. But when we were in with the college team, it was
It's all
what
out, yeah.
DCU needed to do, and like I said, I think we really, in the pressure pot, players loved that high level of training and high competitiveness, and we kind of went, this is going to bring you on individually, and then you can bring that back to your county team naturally anyway, because we had a few players from each county playing. You had a good few players from Dublin,
Yeah.
obviously playing, and I think Conor Murray was on my mind as well at some
Yeah,
stages. So there's a
absolutely.
few Laois boys over my years too, but you definitely benefited from it. But when you were in with the college team, it was kind of focusing on that and what can we all bring individually and collectively to make it better. That sounds cliche, but that's what it was,
Yeah.
wasn't it? So it's only four.
We're look, like you got to use all the college facilities as well. Like
Yeah.
we have, like no, I never had kind of the gym, the pools, the pitch, like, and I said, we were probably a bit luckier than they are nowadays that we actually did train a fair bit of the team together. So you did get to see guys what they were like and feel them out a bit. And like I said, the competition was really high in the training, so that was super for us. So,
James,
yeah.
just on the facilities there, I think I'd seen that Niall Mina had mentioned that Dublin actually moved out to DCU so they could train around a winning culture. If
Yeah.
you're thinking that an intercounty team is going out to a college
Yeah,
to get that kind of culture, that's special.
it was a huge move for Dublin at the time, like, and it was a great move, really, in hindsight, like, and not that it was anything spectacular we had, but we did set up, like, just a nice change room was put in, but it was kind of, like, felt like your place, kind of thing, and it was a lovely area to train, like, we always trained there, it was just a nice feel around that area, the
Yeah,
pitch, it was private, and just good pitches, so we always moved there every summer, so we've done the league, kind of, in this place in the trails, not as glamorous as you know. I wouldn't say glamorous, it was just a crappy kind of area to train. And then you went down to DCU in the summer and you loved it. You kind of look,
Love
you couldn't wait to get down to DCU. You kind of knew you're coming into the
culture.
championship now. It was a clever idea for the coaches at the time, managers, for your head. So, it was definitely, it was Dublin more latching on to DCU than the other way around because, yeah, because the DCU were so successful at the time, and they had the facilities, they had the expertise down there with 9 mine and stuff. So It was a big move.
Do you know what's funny as well, actually, is thinking back on it, like you also got to train with some of the athletes. Like they remember athletes house as well, so they're out, like some of them in
You
Olympics
see some of the stuff they're doing,
and you saw some of the stuff they were doing, and like there probably was a bit of a thing played, oh, GA versus athletes is a bit of it, but actually DCU was pretty good for that. Like we remember
Remember, we
Thomas.
used to see, rest in peace now, Darren Sutton. The boxer used to be there. We used to do the morning gym sessions, so he'd be in there doing his training, even watching him do the intensity of the boxing and stuff like that. It was
Some of
great,
the
but
female athletes too, and they're just the trainer doing. So can I give you a little bit of like, geez, there's a level of athleticism that maybe we need to aspire. I just remember thinking that going that they're training really hard as well, and can I give you a little bit of push maybe to go, can we learn some stuff off? And we were
push
pretty
it out a
close to
bit.
the athletics coordinator too at that time, when it was. So, little bits that kind of elevated to a, like every player wants to be involved in maybe a professional outfit in their head. And even though the on-field, the training was like that, like you also had crack, like you also went out for a few drinks, and it was maybe a bit of a release also, which I hope players are still getting are playing now.
Should
There
be.
was a bit of an infamous come dine with me competition as well that year with that panel, was there? For what was that?
Come down with me.
Oh, come down. Yeah, there was. We were invited to eat. We weren't invited to cook, and only myself and James, but it was, by all accounts, it was a great event. I wish we had a video. That's the only thing I wish we had done. Like, it would have been a great setter. And I'm just thinking about the actual chefs themselves. Now, I can't speak ill of them all, but I'm not sure what the level of cooking would have been like.
Might have been dodgy apples.
Very simplistic food. But again, like I said, it was those things that were done to keep the little bit of camaraderie going. And again, I think, to be fair, thinking back at it, the male and female in the house too, like the girls' teams were brilliant at that as well, weren't they? They were like really
Great.
good at creating like a kind of a culture of doing stuff together and society and stuff like that as well.
It's great back then.
Definitely moved over to us too and trying to do some similar things. And I think there's a few guys who ended up being with some
The
of
dance thing, wouldn't they, one day, is
Yeah,
it?
we did a dance thing. We did a dance thing for charity. We won't talk about
No.
that. But no, it was great. It was great. It was a great environment. Both socially, like relations wise, and even then, as regards sport wise, I think you could say one came which came first, but they were both very much in tandem. So that's great memories from both sides of that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Con, what was it like for yourself coming in? You'd have a lot of people coming straight out of school to play with the college, but you'd come from playing in Australia.
You can call me old. Yeah, I was an older guy. I like to call a mature student or semi-mature student. But like, yeah, I come back from Oz. It was a, do you know what? It was kind of like it was a nice little release. Like in some way, I came back and I took a year. I could go straight to college, and then I went in to meet Niall Moynihan and was interested. Because I was, don't tell anyone, I was UCD before I left to go to Australia, which was, I was there for 8 weeks, and I know already. I'm surprised I was into DCU.
It's all coming
But
out now.
I know it's all coming out now. Might as well come out now. But in fairness, Dave Billings, God rest him, was the guy who was I was involved. I went to see. He was a great GA man. He was really
Huge.
like to know what he's done for UCD over the years. It was very, very nice to all the players and all welcome. And he always said wanted to come back in and said, "Oh," but when I came into back from Australia, like I was wanted to try and get back into the Leash team. And but the Sigerson's something that everyone wanted to win too. But when I spoke to Niall Moynihan, his first thing was like, "You don't have to play football guys. We don't want to. What degree are you doing? My goal is to get you out here with a degree." And he says like, "Don't. There's no pressure on us at all." And they looked after you. They said you want to use the facilities. It was a really refreshing kind of way to go into it. And of course, I just made it want to be able to pay with them more. And then you go and you see the players you're playing with. So the class I was in with James, he was also good. We had good class, we had good
Class,
lectures.
yeah.
It was a good course,
Great
physio,
time.
sports
Sports
science
science
and
as well,
health.
yeah.
And I do remember as well, certain periods of the year became tough to manage all the travel, the county and stuff. And again, the lecturers there at Donegal, Niall
Yeah,
Moynagh
that's
brought us in
true.
after training one night to
Groins and
do
stuff,
an hour, 2 hours groins with us. It was the heart physiology, I remember it well. I
yeah.
remember the diagram and everything, but it was really important for us because GAA player aren't renowned to being organized, and when sometimes we get blinkers on and we want to play and sport and stuff, but he was very much like, if you need help, give us a shout. And that was a huge help to us, myself, Dean Rock,
Dean Rock,
me, you, and that 2 hour and a half before exam the next day, was really important because we were traveling back from training, so for me it was a really positive environment to go into as a mature student and older person. I have to laugh.
In inverted commas there, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have I won. This is embarrassing. Actually. I won Rising Star Award when I was 26 or something in college. I had Conor Moynagh from Cavan with me as well, and he was obviously younger. And I'm like, "Well, this here comes this baby lad now." I was much older than everyone in the room, but look, you need some old lads sometimes. You know, you need to get these lads in for experience.
Experience.
Yeah, experience. Yeah.
And I suppose you mentioned the need for organization there. It's something that's come up a lot this year and in the last couple of years, in that we've calls for the third level competitions to be played before Christmas because players are being stretched so thin. What are your thoughts on that?
When are the exams done now? I think it should all be shaped around the exams. I don't think ideally you wouldn't be playing matches around the exams. So,
The exams, I think, over the
are they all
last number of
after
years are
after
starting to
Christmas?
go before Christmas. The
Before,
majority
yeah.
of them are. There's still some that do after
Yeah.
Christmas. The change of COVID now also brings on some continual assessment, which means there's probably less exams. The one concern I have is that, you have players that are playing with clubs too after county that go into maybe Leinster and so on and so
Yeah.
forth. And you have the league, obviously, in the kind of October, November. Like, college don't really get going until October, really, in some senses. So it's difficult. There's pros and cons to both ways, but I still think this window here is probably the
Yeah.
most favorable to
Ideal,
allow
yeah.
players to focus on their exams. The majority of them, train over Christmas a bit, get themselves right. Some will still play in the league. I don't think it's an easy answer to answer. It's kind of hard to find out the perfect area, but we were saying in a previous interview there, we were kind of saying like that. Hopefully, I think we can, the key stakeholders all involved in this, and that's higher education, GAA, GEA, colleges, the managers obviously play a huge role on both sides, trying to figure out, that can we give it a little more breadth to it? Can we make sure we keep the importance of it? Because me and James were saying we're not sure if the experience that we had, obviously, which we're speaking about, how is the same as the current players are getting. To no fault of them, it's just like that it's more condensed. But the training we had, a little more
Yeah.
breathing
Yeah.
room, definitely allowed for a really nice experience. And I know there are a few managers who are going here, take some time and stay up there, but it's probably becoming less and less.
Yeah. No, I like it's just you see manager side, like the league's so tight now and they want other players, but like from my time anyway, comp saying we were completely released to play college football. You just whenever your college campaign is over, then you go back into the county. I'm pretty sure that's not happening now. So you'd love to have that like 3 4 week window to be carved out for just lads, go play that. Don't worry about anything else.
We did the both. When we were just in McNulty, we did both. We trained on, probably was probably wrong what we did. We trained Tuesday, but again, in fairness to Justin McNulty, when he was there and the management, they did okay, you train yesterday. And but I suppose as well, I remember Mickey Quinn, we were kind of talking to a few players. It was tough for him to talk. Younger players were with us, very hard for them to ask for extra time or whatever. So we said, look, if they want to talk to us, because they might have a little bit of attrition between themselves and Niall Moynagh, but I think we were maybe as an older player, I was able to go, I want to try and put some time to it, but Justin was sound about it and we got through it lucky enough. So
Yeah,
look,
it's
hopefully
something you'd need to nearly t take out of the player's hands sometimes, though, isn't it? Because if you're a young
it
player, you want
is.
to prove yourself.
Yeah, it is. I think but it's hard to find like a rule that would maybe say, oh, if you're playing county, you can't play, or vice versa. So if you're told you can only play one or the other. Like we obviously had Clifford involved, years ago. Will they decide to not play Sigerson then because they want to connect the county, which would be kind of devastating in some way from our idea. So if we can avoid those rules, I think it's the best thing to do. But maybe down the line, it's nothing we can do. Maybe it'll come to a stage where it's going to be too hard for players to manage both. I hope not. I think we can work on avoiding that. I do think the GAA see the value of No, as you think, like
Yes, it's just
it's important for players. But we have so many competitions now, and it's very tight and complex and congested, so it's not easy.
We'll take a look to tomorrow's game. It's a sign of the esteem that the competition's held in that they're back in Croke Park after 40 years. And UL, I think, gave us one of the games of the season so far with that semi-final win and Cathal Brosnan's goal. Do we have favourites?
We've decided, well, now this has.
I flip-flop.
He's flip-flopped now. I've stuck with UL. I'm
Yeah.
sticking with UL. Rightly or wrongly, I'm sticking to it. This lad's going on both sides. I have friends in Cork, but look, it's gonna, like, we talked about both teams have had some good wins, have had hard fought wins. Like, sometimes you think with the extra time or a bit more tired from it, but sometimes an extra time win
You
can
get
really,
bounced out.
yeah, bounce
Yeah.
from it, especially with a bit more of a break in between the games. Croke Park being open. I think it would help the forward movement really well. I think they got some really nice ballers in there. But we did talk about UCC, like
Yeah.
the experience and having been there. I know you
Just
have been
did have
there.
the
Heritage.
skull crest today.
Yeah, I think
Oh,
to
the skull and crossbones.
do that. Yeah. So like that bit tradition in the season, I feel like they do. They seem to pick up a lot when they get to the final. So
Yeah. But
hard to go past that as well.
so it'll be in Croke Park as well. It's brilliant. It's a nice way to market and celebrated, and obviously I think you said the GAA showing probably the value that they hold it in, and I don't think that was ever questioned. I just think it's a complex situation, but like the game now, I'm hoping will be high scoring as always, and great to have Electric Ireland streaming as well. Like the streaming's been fantastic over the years. Like I've been down on one game commentating on it, I've been watching a few, and I saw the numbers at the AGM last year, and they've been really good. Like it's good to see that being shown and promoted that way. So fair play to Electric Ireland for doing it, and hopefully get big numbers here tomorrow night. I know they're both not Dublin colleges, but 2,000 in a college game or 1,500 is always a bit
Huge.
more rowdy, yeah. So we'll be all right.
So, James, are we going to get a definitive answer off you? It's kind of the end of the day now. Who are we sticking with for
Go
tomorrow?
on. Go back to the first ones.
Ah,
UL.
you're kidding.
Go UL. I've
That's
seen them.
worse.
I watched them against the ECU, very impressive. Thought they were very good. Yeah.
And
So yeah.
great come to have a Leash man as well involved at full back for you all year.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant actually. It's great to see it.
You
Because
didn't even know, was it?
no,
I
they don't.
missed.
But we're saying that like we're on about how many players you have playing with you. Like having players from your county playing with college teams seems to become a good enough sign, and it's kind of encouraged to have a bit more development.
It is,
So
absolutely.
like I think the more we don't have too many at the moment now. So if we can get them back in there, I know it's different with maybe demographics and maybe not everyone going to the bigger colleges anymore and spreading out a bit more opportunity, but it's always nice to see, and even to go and support players playing a series and final. Like we were saying about like the connection, heritage connection you have from players who won series and years ago at DCU would come back to watch. Like we
Yeah,
go watch
it's always a huge
DCU
thing. Yeah,
games
any
again.
game at DCU, all the ex players or coaches will always go to matches, which is brilliant.
Now James brings his jersey in the medal and wears it,
Yeah.
but that's okay.
He doesn't have enough medals at home, you see.
I know,
He
yeah,
needs
that's
to
what
bring
I'm
the
saying.
Sigerson
Like
with
we
him.
don't. I think he has been beaten, even though
Yeah.
it's the 2-1, which we'll call it a level par. We'll leave it at that.
Excellent. Great. Lads, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Rachel.
Have a great
Cheers.
day.
Bye bye.
Off the ball. GAA.